A Freilich and Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, Gewaldige Simcha to get together once a year, to get together to be Mesameach together on Chanukah. Chanukah is a special dogish on the Inyan of Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. Special Chashivas, we light the Ner is Chanukah. We give a Shevach V'Hidoya to the Eivishta. We give a Shevach V'Hidoya to the Eivishta on Kol Echad V'Echad. On every single person. Baruch Hashem, we have a Beis Medrash with B'nai Aliyah. B'nai Aliyah daven here on Shabbos. B'nai Aliyah that are here during the week. B'nai Aliyah, it's Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. The Gemara in Shabbos says, after describing the whole Maisa of Ner Chanukah, what happened in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara says, L'shona acheres kovum, yomim tovim b'halol v'hidah. They waited another year in order to be Kaveya Chanukah as a Yontif. And you have to understand, what did they have to wait another year? The Nes happened last year. What were they waiting for? What were they waiting for to see? But the answer is, it says in all the Svarim, we say, Al Hanisim V'Al Hanifloys. What is the difference between a Nes and a Pella? A Nes is a Pella. And L'chara Pella is a Nes. The answer is that a Pella is something wondrous that happens. A Nes, a Pella becomes a Nes if Klal Yisrael is nis'ir from that Pella. It's a Nes, it's something that we could look to, something that we could be nis'ir from, something that inspires us, something that we get a new perspective on Emuna and Bitochen, and the Chshivas of Torah and Mitzvahs. Al Hanisim ve'al Hanifloys. After the Pella of the Nes Chanukah happened, they waited another year to see whether this Pella will stay a Pella or whether it will be develop into a Nes. And that's why we get together on Chanukah to discuss and try to be inspired by the Pella that happened, and we should make it into a Nes. I would like to, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of having us with us, Rabbi Yosef Weiner Shlita. I would like to ask him to enlighten us on the Pella, that it should become more of a Nes. We should take inspiration. We should take it with us a whole year. We should be in Nesayir, Rabbi Vine.
Yerav knows that he's one of the few people that can call me. And if they ask me to come speak, I can't say no. Because for Mishpacha, you have to show up. Especially Choshev members of the Mishpacha. And the truth is, can't give all the credit in that direction because I have a lot of chaverim over here. So the commute wasn't long, so it's Baruch Hashem, my nachas and my pleasure. You're all familiar with the fact that in Simen Kutron and Dayan in Hilchos Yavar VaYavar, where it talks about, in a very detailed and unfortunately gruesome way, the shailas, the pischei tshuvas there are endless, because all these shailas in various forms came up over the last 1,000 years or so. Today in America, Kufn and Zion, everybody knows, well, where's that, Yerodeh or Achayim? But one sermon about Yahar Vayav, and unfortunately it used to be very nageya. It doesn't say anywhere in all of Kufn and Zion that you have to take the battle to the enemy. It says, if a person, Rahman al-Islam, is in a matzav where somebody comes with a gun, and the Gimel Aveh is Chamurus, or Shas HaShemad, Shas HaGzeira. The Leisa say there are different gradations. So then you have to get killed. Certain mitzvahs, or Leisa says you got to give up all your money. Certain things you have to get killed. It never says anywhere you have to go and look for the enemy and fight him. The Chiddush of the Chashmonaim is that even though there was no Chiv whatsoever, they realized that, unfortunately, at this point, half of Klal Yisrael was assimilating, that became as Yavnim already, and the other half, who were Fum, would get killed. If the matzah would stay, there wouldn't be any Klal Yisrael left. And therefore, Lefnim Mishur Zadin, they did something which they could have tainted, why us? It could be somebody else. And they went and they fought. My son was asking me on the way to Shul, and discussing Hanukkah, and he was reading up, 12 years old, he was reading up a lot of the histories, looking at the art scroll and this and that, and he said he doesn't really follow the end of the story. So he said, well, which part of the end of the story? He said, I don't know, but the way I understand it, he reads pretty quickly, Baruch Hashem, the way I understand it, at the end of the story, the very end of the story, all five sons were killed. Three generations later, the grandchildren were all assimilated, they were all Mizyavnim, and then Yana killed everybody else, and the last remaining girl jumped off the roof. And we're sitting here eating latkes and jelly donuts. Hello, Davrahu. I want to talk about a pellet. Pretty gruesome ending. Okay, so Aban Hashvaychi says, why? Well, why was my family Zeicha? Lesson number one of Hanukkah, I think it's the first and the final lesson, is that sometimes in life you have to do things that are extremely difficult and dangerous. You have to do them even when Shulchan Aruch doesn't demand it, but when you figure out based on Das Torah that it has to be done anyway. And number three, if you're looking for kavod and reward by Olam Hazeh, it might work and it might not. In this case, it was an absolute failure. The success, the stunning success, was that Baruch Hashem, we're not graded by what happens down here, we're graded the way Shamayim, they grade things. And that the reason we're here, and the reason there's a shul, and the reason we daven, and the reason we're lighting menorah, and the reason they're learning upstairs, is because the Chashmonaim did what they did, and they had the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Despite the fact that on a personal level, it's an absolute tragedy. Which is an interesting way of a chatana that he figured out that something was wrong over here. I had to explain, it was a long discussion. The answer was a lot longer than the question. The question was, it looks like everything failed. The answer is, yeah, that's what it looks like. And often in life, that's what it looks like. And it's hard to know the end of the story until Achameya Ve'esrim, and sometimes even then, you have to have a very long look back at history. Rav Dessler has a very interesting shtickle on the Shifna Sidrashu. He talks about Rashi, one of the few Rashis in Navi, where Rashi has a Kashani Blav Shver, a couple of Chumash, there aren't that many. But we know toward the end of David HaMelech's life, there was a Magefa. The Magefa was triggered, Perek starts that there was a Kas on Klal Yisrael, and Rashi over there says, I don't know what this Kas is for, which in Navi is rare, but usually it tells us there, Zara, this, that. Here, it was under David's reign, under his leadership for many years, everybody was from, and the Perek starts there was a Kas, and because of the Kas, something very unusual happens, that Kosh Baruch Hu, Mamish was Machshul Dovra Melech, and Avera Afilu Tineke Shavez Rabin, he sent Yoav out to count Klal Yisrael. And Yoav himself, who was a Balmadrega of sorts, said, isn't that Usher? So David said, just go, and he sent them out, and he drayed around, he tried not to count them, he came back with a count, and they took a census in Klal Yisrael. And he counted people. And after he counted people, there was a Magefa. And Rashi says, I don't know what caused this, and I don't know what Pshat is. The Ramban on Chumash says that what was going on over here was obviously not something on the surface, it wasn't a blatant Avera. But what the Ramban says, Rav Dessler is Mayrachon, is that everything was good, almost too good. Everybody was from, and they weren't doing Avodah Zarah anymore. It's Gavaldik. The only small little problem is, the only one person who felt the loss of the Beis HaMikdash not being built yet was David HaMelech, and nobody else was clamoring for it. So there was a chasaron in L'shich Masidrashu. Nobody was doing that. Everything was fine. Ish, tachas, gafna, tachas, teina. Everything was Gavaldik. And there was no desire to build a Beis HaMikdash. So what is that lacking? So in Muncie, when you have no desire to build a Beis HaMikdash, it's because you just finished extending your house, and the pool is very inviting, and the Gaim aren't bothering us, and everything is wonderful. That's one issue. The issue over here, Rav Dessler says, is the fact that since everybody, everybody was looking inward, and it was sort of selfish, even in Ruchnius, that they weren't worried about the fact that there was a lack of Tzvot Shemayim, that there wasn't a Makom Kavua for the Shechina. And because of that, Mida Keneged Mida, why am I Geifa? Why did it come through counting? So what's the danger of counting people? When you count people, you're singling them out. One, two, three, four, I'm not counting anybody here. And you're singling out each individual. As an individual, in Shemayim, they look at your books, it's not a good thing. More than once a year, nobody needs. So push a dangerous thing. And the Magefa came through this as a remez to show them that the Avera over here is not obvious, but the problem is that you're all individuals, you're not looking out for the Tzibur, and you're not thinking like a Tzibur, and that's why you're not asking for the Mikdash, because you have your own shul, and everything is fine, and you have your bum in the backyard, everything's gabaldic, and so what do you need it for? The Chashmonaim's Mesiras Nefesh, the whole message over here is that if you look at what they did, the first thing they did, you look at the history, they ran to a cave, they couldn't do mitzvahs, they all ran as a family, an extended family, they all ran to the caves, and nobody knew where they were, and they were doing fine, and they could have stayed in the cave, the Olam Vod, did mitzvahs. And they decided after a few months that lo zu aderech, because now we're safe, but the rest of Klal Yisrael is falling apart, we have to now leave the cave and put ourselves in sakana for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So a theme, which I think is often overlooked in Hanukkah, is the fact that the Rabbi Ma'atim was only caused when the Ma'atim realized that we're Ma'at, but we have to look at everybody else and worry about everybody else and have Klal Yisrael function as a Klal. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. I've never seen anything like this. I never saw the Mishnah Berurah repeat something four times in six lines. Same exact thing. If you have another pshat, I'd like to hear this. Mamash Apella, I noticed this before Yom Kippur. But it's, I'm convinced that the Chafetz Chaim was coming to clear of a misconception, which is there because it's a defense mechanism, because everybody feels very uncomfortable about when you bring up the subject, and you're all going to regret you came here tonight. There's a mitzvah, Daraisa V'Ocheya Tochiach. So as soon as you hear that, people, there are three famous answers, none of which hold any water. And the first answer I get, when I deal with a lot of people, and I say, well, he's your friend, why don't you tell him something? He said, me? That's why we have a Rav. I said, okay, well, the Rav is davening in the front, and he can't be in 100 places at once, and he also can't know what's going on in the office all the time unless they tell him, and what's going on during that business deal, and who's doing this to somebody else over here. You know, you can't be in 100 places at once. And the Pasuk, when it says Achayat Achiyach, was not talking to a Rav. He was talking to everybody in Klal Yisrael. Okay. So they say, okay, never thought of that, but okay. So they say, well, he's not going to listen. I'm sure you've all gone through this thought process, because nobody's really doing it too much, and therefore you got to have something. You know, it's a pasuk in Chumash. You say, well, he's not going to listen. Isn't there a Gemara or something? Mutav Shishagin Valyu Mezidin. So I said, yeah, that's Mutav Shishagin Valyu Mezidin when you're 99.5% sure he's not going to listen. 98, 97 maybe. Most from people, if they don't listen when you're talking to them because they have a defense shield, they'll think about it and maybe listen later when you're not looking. To say that your friend who's from Sharmi Tar Mitzis is Vadai not going to listen to Ferish Adin Shulchan Aruch, that's quite a piece of Lashon Hara. It might be Shema, whichever you want to put it. So that's not true. I'll document that in a moment. Then they say, well, Miani, Mani, I can't give Tochacha. I will agree that the guy who's shushing in Shul probably shouldn't be the biggest talker, because that's not going to go over very well. But let's assume you're an average person and you're pretty good at this and you have days and some days are better than others. So tochacha has to be given ma'ava and you have to go over to the guy and be smart about it and say, look, you know, I didn't know this din either until 10 minutes ago, but I want to share it with you. Or I know it and you know it, but I'm not good at it either. Why don't we work on this together? You have to be smart, but you got to bring it up. It's your achrayus. You say, well, I just happen to sit next to the guy in shul, or I happen to be in the next cubicle at work. I don't really know the guy. I said, well, do you know him enough to ascertain his yichus that he's Jewish? Is his mother Jewish? Yeah, I think so. But that's all you need. Chiyav d'raisa v'chayav t'chiyav. What's astounding is, on the mutav shishagin, which is usually the biggest offense, So the Mechaber here brings down from the Gemara in Yuma, they had a problem with the Nashim Tzidkaniyas on Erev Yom Kippur. I don't know how they pulled this off without clocks, but that's a kasha and a maisa. But they had a problem because, like in your houses, what's going on after Sittas and Asekas by you? So you're running to put in your shoes. Usually the women are clearing off and they're setting up and they're light and they're usually busier. Had the same problem then, and then they would go into Mamish Otot Bashkia and they wouldn't be Mekayim Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is Din Dereis L'Chol Deis. Tosefes Shabbos might be Dereis, it might be Drabon, Tosefes Yom Kippurim is Zichu Dereis. So the Gemara says, what should we do? Should we tell them? The Gemara says, we tried that already and they're not listening. They think it's some sort of Naya Chumrah that the men made up. You can't convince them. The Gemara says, you can't convince them. You tried 100 times. Mutav Shishagin, don't harp on it anymore. Just make a move amazing. The Mechaber brings down this din, believe it or not. This is, apparently, was still a problem. Darmah says, who adin? V'chol dvar iser, armina mutav shishagin v'lo yemezidin. Great heter. So we just extended it from Hilchos Yom Kippurim, and there's everybody's heter. So the Mishabura says, "Ein amach miyadam dafka biyedeya bevadai shelo yekablu mimenu." Now you want to say vadai is 98%, 99%, 97%? Pick whatever number you want, but it's not 70%. It's not 50%. Biyedeya bevadai shelo yekablu mimenu v'besafek shem yekablu tzarich limchus afilu b'midi derabanan. The next line, he adds again, Gam Kain, Kishabar Shalayikab Mamenu. And then he says it again the next line, What's Alarmer? Gam Kain Babarish Im Yamalahem Layikab Mamenu. I never saw the Mishabur repeat the same thing. Three times. Apparently, Chavetz Chaim heard the same Klotz Teretz in his time also, that he's probably not going to listen, it's not going to do anything. So Chavetz Chaim says clearly, it's your problem. This is not a Yom Kippur Shmuz, not a Shad, this is a Hanukkah Shmuz. If Matis Yo didn't teach us to his children, if they didn't understand what Achrayis V'Klayis all mean, we wouldn't be sitting here with this. We wouldn't be sitting here at all. So you say, well, they weren't giving any tochacha. They sure were. They were killing Greeks, and they were killing almost as many as Yavnim. I'm not saying you should go out and kill anybody. I'm saying that they took an Achrayis and realized that if Yidden are doing the wrong things, we're going to have to bring them back, we're going to have to show force, and we're going to have to show that we're not losing. And we're going to have to come to the base of Mikdash and show them this is the Avodah. And if you want to join us, we'll teach you. And if you don't want to join us, so step aside. So there were two enemies that were fighting over here. We were talking about the Greeks. The half the battle, if not more, was the Mezyavnim, unfortunately. And the generation or two later, that became a bigger battle than the Greeks. And we still have it today, unfortunately. So you can't battle them. We're not going to take swords. We're not going to take guns. So now it has to be with Avo. And people quote the Chaznish says we don't know how to give tochacha today, which is also a misquote. You look at the Chaznish, he says to give them the din, the status of a tinnik shenishba, even though we gave them tochacha, they're still a tinnik shenishba, but maybe we didn't do it right. Chaznish never said we're potter from tochacha. That's a pasuk in Chumash. This is a new way of, for some people, a new way of looking at things, and it's an achrayus. And people say, well, I don't want to get involved. This is like New York. New Yorkers don't get involved. We barely say good morning. Like, why should we? You know, the guy doesn't want to hear from me. The answer is, if you feel that somebody better to do it and you can send him the same day, fine. Often, the other guy doesn't want to get involved either. So then he says, okay, so I'll go to his Rebbe, I'll go to his Rav. That might work some of the time, but often it never gets there and he doesn't want to talk to his Rav about it because the Rav didn't witness it. He can't be so strong on the issue. I had a maisa last week with something, and I'm sure the guy was a shaking. And somebody came to me and asked me to do something about it. And I said, if I go over to him and I tell him that I know, and obviously I'll be saying that because I'm taking him to task, he's going to be completely humiliated. And he said, well, he's going to be humiliated with me. I said, no, he won't. You were standing next to him. He knows you know. There's a situation where, Basher Husham, you're the best guy to do it. The point over here is that we have to think about, with the theme of Hanukkah, of raising the bar in terms of what are we doing for Klai Yisrael, on a general level, so that already is, people give up, I can't fix Klai Yisrael, and we can't. We can fix our chavusa, our neighbor, our friend. With the spouse, it's a different shmooze. Maybe Taka sends it to the Rebbetzin or something. That's already to the mashkiach, but spouses is a little more difficult. I will admit that. It's still doable, but you have to be extra careful. But the fact that there's an achrayas there is what we have to start focusing on. And the fact is, the pasuk al chayat ochich is not a chiddush to anybody sitting here. I think the Chiddush over here is what we just explained, that it's a real din, it applies today, and most of the excuses we have aren't real excuses. The Bisker Rav told over an interesting maisa to Moshe Aaron Stern. Moshe Aaron Stern once came, he used to be a lot by the Bisker Rav, and he walked in once, the Bisker Rav said, I had somebody here, we don't know who this yid was, had somebody here, and he told me a very interesting verse, and I'd like to repeat it to you. When the Bisker Rav did that, that means he liked it already, gave it to Hashem Temple, and is repeating it to bring out the points, which is rare for the Bisker Rav. And he told him that Chazal, in a number of places, say that Bonim and Talmidim should be interchangeable. Talmidim and Bonim, and there are a number of drushes, they're free like that. And this person told the Bisker Rav, which the Bisker Rav agreed with, he said, you ever notice something? If you go to a Rebbe, a Cheder Rebbe, in the classroom, and you ask him, how are the Talmidim going? How's it going in the classroom? How's this year's crop? So the Rebbe will say, usually if you're close to the year, wants to give you a description, he'll say, oh, these 10 Bachram, he has 25 kids in the class, these 10 Bachram, Gavaldik, Mamish, everyone's an Eloy, such nachas. And the other 10, good, solid kids, Nebuch, I have 5 that are struggling, but I don't really want to talk about that. But then I'll go on and talk about the 10 he's getting nachas from. He says, the Derech HaTeva, if you go over to a father who has 10 sons, and you ask him, how are the kids? He will no doubt tell you, well, you know, 5 of them are really mitzuyonim, and I have 4 that are nice and solid. And I have 1, I'm mamish, I'm tearing my hair out, I can't get him to sit down in front of a block gemara, and the next hour we'll be complaining about that son. So, what's the chilek? Chilek, one's a father and one's a Rebbe. And Chazal here are raising the bar and asking us, whether we're a Rebbe, whether we're a neighbor, doesn't make a difference. If it's not your son, but he's struggling, Chazal amachayev you to take care of him like it's a son. And the fact that you're always talking about the nachas you have from the boys that were doing so well is not a raya that you love the bachrim so much. It's a raya that you like getting the nachas, and the easier job is always easier to focus on. I mention that because I recently had, with to their credit, a few of the fathers in the community get involved with other children to really make a difference in their progress, with various incentives and programs. I'll show you some of the signs hanging in the shul. It's amazing what, you know, I like to remind parents, Sheikhad is usher in one place in Chumash with a dayan. Every other place, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And Sheikhad is underutilized. Mamsha underutilized. With for prutus, for an extra slice of pizza, for a donut, for a raffle, for this or that, you can mamish have kids pouring over chazoring over for an extra hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And you go up to somebody and say, you want to run the program, you want to sponsor, you want to do this, you want that, you want to get them involved, you want to encourage your friend to bring his son. They say, well, I don't know, my kid's doing fine in yeshiva. That's not the right answer. Right answer is, you're in a kehillah setting, you're in a yeshiva, once he's one big kehillah yeshiva, somebody else might benefit from this. Well, the chashmanam didn't stay in their cave. And this is a very practical way for mamish prutus. We're talking about, we had recently a raffle in the shul, and start off the raffle, the winner won $250. I went over to the sponsor. I said, if you do that every week, you're going to run out of money. One kid won it. He came over, he had to give meiser. So I told him, is it cash? He said, yeah. So I said, you have to give meiser. So he came back to me a day later. He said, I found out that the cash was miyuchid either for svarim or for sports equipment. One thing is, you have to take a meiser. I said, no, then you're done. It was miyuchad already. But he was so like, it was such. So he said, every week? I didn't plan on doing this every week. I said, why don't you lower the baseline and let's do this every single week so you get everybody involved? He said, no one's going to come. I said, I will assure you that for a pizza, a donut, and $5, they will come. Kids, no? You agree? We'll see. We'll ask them for an honest answer afterwards. But we tried it already, and I was correct. And they're coming after a full day yeshiva, after doing their homework for another 45 minutes. It's not a vart. You have to know what works in each area. The vart is getting involved and realizing you can make a reshim for a small amount of money, a smaller effort, and the fact that it's not your child doesn't make a difference. I'll close with one other interesting, this is one paragraph in a long Ramchal, but I think it's nogea to our subject. Yesh lacha das agdama gedela. He's giving you agdama to the secret of life and how to deal with nesianis. Be'emes en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mayas yegia kapav li'olam. He says, the fact that it looks like Hashem is ignoring us, chas v'shalom, and this hester upon him. Usually the more pain we have, the more there's a big Yeshua coming, and the more difficult something is, the more and larger the prize is. The Americans have an expression, no pain, no gain. So chachma b'gayim taimin. It's we live in a dar where the whole tachlis of society is to create more gadgets to make it easier. We're getting to a point, this is what they want, and they write about this, that you should be able to sit at your computer, and if you have to lift more your arm more than like halfway, we already have something wrong with the system. Should be able to just sit there and just click, and everything should go. That's not only the antithesis of Amelis Patera, but even in a physical realm, it's just not, it's not healthy. And we're getting used to the fact that whatever works quicker and faster is better. And whenever we run into a brick wall, we have some obstruction, we find that, well, it can't be worth it. The Ramchal says the exact opposite. Whenever we have to sweat more and work harder, that shows that we're taking it seriously, and our Kosher Baruch Hu will give us the Baruch Hu misery to what we're putting in. And a fellow asked me recently, he said he got this new computer program, it has all the shas and peskim, and you just press a button and you learn the whole thing. It just sings and dances and it just jumps out of you. I said, those programs are very good for finding ma'amar kemis if you need one. But to be able to learn for you, we just want to be able to press a button and get it done. Hanukkah, the Mesiras Nefesh, teaches us that, and we have to internalize this ourselves before we give it over to our kids, no pain, no gain is not a very popular message in today's society. Who wants to go through pain? And kids grow up, especially in this Baruch Hashem luxurious lifestyle, tranquil lifestyle we have here in Muncie, the children don't realize what the parents went through to get to where they got through in any area of life, financial, spiritual, their learning, their the shidduch process, the raising the kids, they have no clue. And although many claim, Ramesh always repeated that his kids went off the derech in the 20s and 30s because the parents kept saying how difficult it was and how difficult it was. And the kids said, you know, it's not difficult, what do we need it for? So that's true. We have to bend the tree, I think, the other way in letting them know that if it's difficult and you have to sweat and you have to concentrate and it's not always fun all the time, the little mountain star of Etzidun, it's very worth it, because if you really want simcha sachayim ba'ilam hazeh, the only true simcha is after you worked at something and went through it and sweated and it didn't work all the time quickly and there were ups and downs and you made it, any adult knows that's the biggest simcha in the world. If it came too easy, it's not very satisfying. And the fact that the Chashmonaim had to go, and if you know the history again, it took almost 50 years for them to even close on the territory they were trying to protect. After four brothers were killed, Shimon finally secured the territory, and then he was poisoned by his son-in-law. Can you imagine? So that's not the way Hanukkah in a soundbite, that's not the way we're used to the story. But the answer is, they got nischias for it, Klai Yisrael is still here. It was extremely painful, extremely difficult. Tremendous amount of sipuk and nefesh once the job got done. And I think in America today, we're missing that, and if it doesn't happen quickly and it doesn't, it's not a click away, it's probably not worth it. We have to do something to change that notion. So Baruch Hashem, the yeshivas, I think, are doing an excellent job at it so far. It just has to be reinforced by the parents. And one father admitted to me, I told him I loved his honesty. He told me before he had sons who were growing up, came Ma'ariv time, after a long day, it was 10:39, 11 o'clock at night, he used to daven by the Kaisel. He said, came up recently and he has a son already who's 9-10 years old and he's trying to encourage him, minyan and chashivas. He was so exhausted and he was already in his bathrobe, and then he looked at his son and he's going to tell his son he's not going to Ma'ariv. And his son wanted to go to Ma'ariv. So he bit the bullet and he got dressed and he went out to Ma'ariv. He said, it was so painful getting out of the house. I never had so much simcha when I got in the car and I got to the minyan. And he says, my kid noticed that I wasn't in the mood and I did it anyway. So I told him, you know what? There'll become a time when you could do that yourself without the kids home. It's a start. And if we show them that sipik we have at the end of the day, then all the Mesiris Nefesh is worth it. Thank you for listening. Afreilich Hanukkah. Hopefully we'll mekayim the Mesiris Nefesh, the Gula Shlema, personal Gula, and the Gula for Klai Yisrael.